Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day in a spring season where there are all kinds of reasons for hope and unity and encouragement and patriotism. Why? Because we had a big demonstration yesterday that the legal justice system, that the criminal justice system in this country works. It does. The idea that there's some kind of blue wall protecting police officers didn't help Derek Chauvin. He was convicted on all three counts. And most people can look at that and say, well, job well done by Judge Peter Cahill, by the jury. But people on the left don't like any kind of congratulations about things operating well in America. Why is that? It might have to do with the basic belief on the left that we need some kind of sweeping systemic change. Hence, what you hear so much from people, including the president and vice president of the United States, is, yeah, this is a good step, but it's only the beginning, because we have a whole system of systemic racism that we need to take apart. Brick by brick, piece by piece. Noah Rothman, the online editor of Commentary Magazine, one of the indispensable sources of honest reporting in our whole media landscape. Noah has written a very provocative piece questioning this whole concept of systemic racism. Noah, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so you are not denying that, oh, say, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, there was systemic racism in America at that time. That's true, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Codified racism in law. And I'm not necessarily denying that it exists now. I would just like it demonstrated and proven. And one of the fundamental values of a concept of systematic racism from the perspective of an activist is that it is so broad and so sweeping in its indictment that it is unfalsifiable, because its broadness and ambiguity render it such, as opposed to something like, say, institutional racism, which at least has the merits of being targeted to the point where you can prove it or disprove it.
Well, again, I know people who would want to bring this up. Right before you came on the show, I was highlighting some of these amazingly encouraging figures about Hispanic and black homeownership, which has been going up very dramatically. But somebody would say it's a sign of systemic racism, isn't it, that black homeownership is today about 46% of black people live in a home that they own versus 74% of white people. Isn't that evidence that we do have systemic racism?
Well, I think you can make a very compelling case for that. I think you could also make a very compelling case for a myriad other factors that contribute to that condition. People who follow this sort of thing and really are fans of the prospect of racial equality note that the wealth gap in particular in home ownership gets very close to parity in good economic times and collapses at a disparate rate in bad economic times, insofar as black Americans suffer more in periods of recession, 2008, 2009, after this pandemic, and in the early teens. I mean, that's the sort of thing that hounds American society. And I wouldn't deny that racism or racial disparities, or in fact the legacy of discrimination and its incalculable effects, contribute to that. But we can't say that it's the sole contributing factor, because that would simply be wrong. And part of the problem with activists I have today, and what I describe in this piece, is that activists retreat to these concepts, in particular systemic racism, to avoid confronting the particulars. And the particular of what occurred yesterday in Minneapolis is, for some, a profoundly dispiriting event in an inexplicable way, until you realize that it is a blow to their, as you said in the introduction, a blow to their desire to convince the public that the old civil rights era arguments, boilerplate arguments about how we can use the levers of the society's instruments of government and law to affect change that is more equitarian, in the pursuit of equality and seek more equity, those are old arguments that have been sidelined and indeed anathematized by a particular activist class now that views any signs of equality as a threat to the ultimate cause that they're advocating for, which is grand systemic change.
Right. And in terms of the grand systemic change, both President Biden and Vice President Harris were talking about we have to move on. We have to live up to honor the legacy of George Floyd. And we have to change America further. Now, right now, discrimination, racial discrimination and racism is against the law. I mean, it's against the law in housing and employment and education. What do you think they have in mind in terms of these hammer blows at racial inequality that they are pledging to move on?
Well, I think it's summarized in a concept that is dear to this administration's heart, which is the notion of equity. Equity is not equality. They're distinct concepts. And as I wrote about in my book on social justice, which I began writing in 2017 and published in 2019, one of the tenets of this philosophy as a governing ethos, as a theory of social organization, is that discrimination isn't necessarily a bad thing. Negative discrimination, as opposed to affirmative action, which is positive discrimination, selecting individuals who deserve to be lifted up on the basis of their own merits and giving them a boost. Negative discrimination is putting downward pressure on somebody or many somebodies in a group in order to affect a sort of karmic comeuppance that they are due solely based on the accidents of their birth. Equity is a way to describe this concept, and in practice, it looks like what we've seen in major metropolitan areas in an effort to not strip white people of presumed privilege, but Asian Americans in major cities like New York City and Los Angeles, and based on the lawsuits against places like Harvard and Yale, have been systematically discriminated against because of their success, because they were so successful as an assimilative immigrant group and so dedicated to the pursuit of academic studies and academic excellence, and have been successful in that pursuit, that it is a threat to equity because they are overrepresented in specialized institutions and specialized universities. And so the meritocratic principle has to be sacrificed in order to affect equity and give a leg up to the minorities who are underrepresented here. And the ultimate end game now, the result of that, is to disenfranchise and rob Asian Americans of that which is their due based on their own efforts. That's what equity is.
Well, it's interesting. One of the causes that advanced through the House Judiciary Committee on a strict party line vote is the cause of reparations based upon the descendants of slaves. Do you see any evidence that that concept, and we have just a few moments left to us, that that concept has support from non-white populations like Hispanics and Asians?
No, but it has profound support among whites, particularly progressive whites. Look, the problem, and it's being implemented on local levels, particularly in white-dominated areas, notably in
Evanston
County, California. Which distributed benefits, wanted to distribute benefits to young women of color, which is in complete defiance of the 14th Amendment's principles. And my problem with reparations is that it simply won't get the job done. We won't wake up tomorrow after a one-time payment and find racism has been extirpated from the country. So people who resent it will resent it more, and people who hope to see change won't see change and will just be frustrated by it.
Well, that's always an encouraging prospect. We've posted your piece about the reactions to the Chauvin verdict and the claim of systemic racism in the country. That's Noah Rothman, the online editor of Commentary Magazine. His most recent book, Unjust Social Justice and the Unmaking of America. We'll be right back on more from AOC. on the verdict coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, for people who basically worry over the divisions in the Republican Party, I think it's appropriate to worry, but look, there are some things that Republicans can and must get together on, and one of them would be avoiding the hard, strident left and taking some encouragement from the example of Democrats who are absolutely at each other's throats and incapable of sending a clear message on some of the most explosive issues of our time. For instance, at the same time that I think there was some attempt by Vice President Harris and President Biden to try to soothe the public sentiment at the moment, AOC had a very different sort of reaction to the Derek Chauvin case. She had this to say, clip two.
Because the fact that we were all glued to our television sets, because we knew, we saw a murder in front of all of our eyes, and yet we didn't know if there would be a guilty verdict, it tells you everything. And that's why I think it's really important that this verdict is not used as a replacement for policy change.
What is she saying? It sounds like that Chelsea Handler rule that we were talking about the other day, where Chelsea Handler said, oh, they have the video. What do they need a trial for? We all saw it, so how did we know that there wouldn't be a guilty verdict? Because that's the way the criminal justice system works, for goodness sake. But that isn't working, according to AOC. Clip 11.
So, no. This verdict is not justice. Frankly, I don't even think we call it full accountability, because there are multiple officers that were there. It wasn't just Derek Chauvin. And I also don't want this moment to be framed as this system working, because it's not working. And that's what creates a lot of complexity in this moment.
Okay, how is it not working? Again, we'll get into this question of the sentencing, where the prosecutors have determined that they are seeking to prove the existence of aggravating circumstances that would justify an upward departure from Minnesota's sentencing guidelines. That means that because of three extenuating circumstances, they're not extenuating circumstances, they're complicating circumstances. First, Chauvin killed Floyd in front of children, hence the extensive testimony of child witnesses at trial. Second, that Chauvin treated Floyd with particular cruelty. And third, that Chauvin abused his position of authority as a law enforcement officer. Now, all those under Minnesota law would qualify him for getting in the higher range of sentences. If the judge followed the guidelines and did not find the aggravating sentences, he would sentence Chauvin to 12.5 years. But the expectation is that as he digs into this and as he considers the matter, and Chauvin's defense team agreed to allow the judge to decide this matter rather than having to go through a whole other proceeding with the jury, if the judge does see that these aggravating circumstances apply, he will get more time. And by the way, prison is not going to be a good experience for the most notorious cop in America. I'm sorry, it's just going to be tough. And at the idea that people like AOC and her mentioning the other officers, they've also been indicted. They're also going to be standing trial, even though two of the three other officers are people of color, one black, one Asian. And given the fact that one of the officers actually tried to get Chauvin to turn Floyd over and was obviously concerned, you can see it on the tape, about Floyd's welfare. There's this also, when you talk about simplifying this case, as I guess AOC is guilty of doing, there's this from Christopher Rufo, who reports recently on a lot of educational excesses. The day after the Chauvin verdict, that would be today, Philadelphia public schools teachers in kindergarten were basically ordered to explain that George Floyd was killed by a police officer and that America is built on a pyramid of hate culminating in genocide. The lesson plan produced by Philadelphia's Office of School Climate and Culture instructs kindergarten through second grade teachers. I mean, this kindergarten through second grade, you're talking about 5, 6, and 7 year old kids. They're supposed to be learning that and discussing with students 5, 6, and 7 years old, quote, what happened to George Floyd and the goals of the Black Lives Matter movement. The teachers are told to share a social story presenting the case in racial terms. George Floyd was killed by a police officer. Mr. Floyd was African American. The officer was white. The lesson teaches that for years, some police officers have hurt African Americans. Finally, the teachers are asked to discuss the pyramid of hate with the children as young as 4 years old. Yeah, sometimes kids start kindergarten at 4, teaching that our society is built on biased attitudes, systemic discrimination, and bias-motivated violence, which can lead to genocide. Okay, the idea that this is important for teaching kids who are 4 and 5 is just flat out nuts. And I'll tell you what else is flat out nuts and is actually rebutted by some statistics that have just been published by the public health officials. What's flat out nuts is the idea that, and again, it's a concern to me, there are lots of Republicans who are very reluctant to get vaccinated. And this comes down to the whole question of COVID-19 and the vaccinations. And they're celebrating right now the idea that the overwhelming majority of American seniors, people over the age of 65, have now received at least one vaccine. And that's good news, right? That basically it's... right now, receiving one vaccine, 81% of people in the country at large have gotten at least one dose. And 66%, so two-thirds, have gotten both doses. Now, this should be very good news because they're the most vulnerable group, the group most likely to get very sick and to be hospitalized or to die. And but how does it go state by state? Is it true that the Republican states are doing much worse? Or are some of them doing much better? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Columbus, Ohio leaders are pleading for calm as the city deals with the deadly police shooting of a teenage girl. The shooting yesterday resulted in the death of a 16-year-old. Body cam video shows a girl armed with a knife trying to stab two people when an officer opened fire. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther saying an investigation is the first step in unraveling what led to the tragic death. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki wasting no time by weighing in on the situation.
The killing of 16-year-old Mikayla Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child.
the Justice Department announcing they're launching an investigation into police practices in Minneapolis. Attorney General Merrick Garland also saying that public safety requires public trust. He did not take any questions from reporters. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I've been pretty clear and direct about my support for people getting vaccines. I don't think they should be forced to do it. I don't think anyone should be compelled. I don't think this is a matter of government control. But for goodness sake, I want everybody who's listening to my voice right now to be healthy and happy and long-lived. And getting one of the COVID vaccines, particularly the proven vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, is going to increase your chances of good health. And it's disturbing to me that you see some polls that show that, oh, up to a third of self-described Republicans are saying, nah, I'm never going to get a vaccine. Well, this has led to a general supposition that Republican politicians and Republican leaders and Republican citizens are less aware, less concerned, less sane, basically, about taking any kinds of precautions to protect themselves, to protect ourselves from COVID-19. But there was just data that was released from, from the Centers for Disease Control about the level of vaccination for seniors, who of course are by far the most vulnerable to serious consequences from this virus. And what's really very good news is that basically 81% of all seniors all across the country have gotten at least one vaccine, and 66% have gotten two vaccines. That's good. But which states are doing best? Now, you'd think that, oh, it was all the big, big Democratic, quote, enlightened states where, remember when Andrew Cuomo was still a hero, and he was supposed to be, we were all supposed to follow his example of how well New York was handling this. New York is below average, and it's substantially below average. It's near the bottom of the pile. So is District of Columbia. Now, these are two of the most democratic, the most liberal states. You know what's the worst in the whole country? The worst state in the whole country in terms of getting seniors vaccinated? Hawaii, which is an all-Democrat state. Republicans are an endangered species in the Aloha state. And they have less than 57%. It's barely a majority of seniors who've gotten vaccinated there, as opposed to the top state in the country, which is a state under a Republican governor with a Republican legislature, New Hampshire. New Hampshire, 71% of seniors are fully vaccinated. Also, at the very top of the heap, New Hampshire, Texas, South Dakota is a top state. Following very deep red Republican states, Florida is doing above average for the country. Utah, well above average for the country. Iowa, okay, those states are doing better, and states doing worse that you wouldn't expect. Yeah, those model Democratic states or districts as District of Columbia and New York and Hawaii. So just one of those difficulties in terms of perceptions that needs to be corrected. And then again, when you talk about needing to be corrected, I mentioned some of the details of sentencing. One of the confusing things about the sentencing here is even after Judge Cahill goes through and decides, and again, the Chauvin defense team had a constitutional right, the Supreme Court has decided, to demand that before they add any aggravating factors to his sentence that would allow the judge to, oh, he could sentence him for up to 30 years. But before he does that, they have to determine that these aggravating factors, which I talked about a moment ago, would be present. And he had a right to demand a jury hear that argument and make the decision, and they've waived that right. They're willing to go with Judge Cahill, which is probably a good decision for everybody. But there's another factor to this whole matter that is going to keep this thing in the public eye for a long time. They're doing a federal investigation right now. And I don't know if people remember the Rodney King situation where on state charges the officers were acquitted, and then they all faced federal charges of violating Rodney King's civil rights, and they got convicted. And the federal charges are almost certain to come for Derek Chauvin. By the way, those charges, that investigation was initiated under Donald Trump. The there's an interesting piece, and it's a good analysis by Mark Stern in over at Slate. And they say that the Justice Department has launched a federal investigation into the crime. They launched that investigation under Donald Trump, but the investigation languished until Joe Biden assumed the presidency and prioritized the probe. According to the New York Times, the Justice Department impaneled a grand jury focused on Chauvin in February. During the state trial, the trial that just concluded, the medical examiner for Hennepin County, whose name is Andrew Breaker, confirmed this reporting when he mentioned in his testimony that he had just testified before a federal grand jury. If Chauvin is tried and convicted on federal charges, there'd be a whole different trial, and again, it would undoubtedly draw tremendous media attention. He could receive a federal prison term of many years. In theory, he could even face a life sentence. The interplay between state and federal sentences, writes Mark Stern, is extremely complicated and differs from case to case. But the upshot is that a federal conviction for a civil rights offense could add many, many years onto Chauvin's prison term well beyond the sentence handed down by Cahill. And they mentioned that the jury's verdict yesterday marked the beginning of a new chapter in the Floyd case. Indeed, the fact-finding portion of the trial isn't even over. Cahill will need to rule on the presence of aggravating circumstances, then go through the complex calculation and the sentencing guidelines to land on a term of incarceration that he deems to be just. On the horizon, the possibility of yet another trial, this one in federal court, and another sentence that dramatically extends Chauvin's time behind bars. It may, in fact, be years before we find out the precise punishment that Chauvin will receive for the crime for which he was found guilty. What does all of this mean? Well, part of it means that together with the trial of the other officers who were present at the killing of George Floyd, that we are going to be going through a great deal more focused on this case. And is that a good thing for the country? Look, I do think that anybody who thinks that, well, he won't get enough time from the state trial ought to take encouragement by the fact that there is a Justice Department probe coming forward. There's also an announcement from the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, that they are doing a Justice Department probe of the Minneapolis Police Department generally. And again, do I believe that they are likely to find a pattern of systemic racism from the Minneapolis Police Department? My guess and my hope would be not. What do we have coming up in terms of the ongoing argument about voting rights and elections? We'll deal with some of that and some words about the latest from President George W. Bush as well. All coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver. Viper is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the things that I did not mention when I talked about the ongoing legal proceedings that are going to tie up the Derek Chauvin sentence, one of them being the prospect of a whole other federal trial, which would be another large trial, maybe get comparable publicity to this one, though the outcome, I think, would be very much not in doubt. There's also the question of his appeal and his appealing this verdict. And Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax, and he was saying that the guilty verdict should be reversed on appeal because of statements from prominent protesters like Democratic Representative Maxine Waters that unfairly pressured the jury. Dershowitz said the whole judicial system has been corrupted by identity politics. Andrew McCarthy, who's going to be joining us tomorrow, former federal prosecutor, senior editor at National Review, Andy said that the Judge Cahill should have sequestered the jury before its deliberations began, and raised the question that they could have been influenced by coverage of the protests. Even a sequester of a jury is no real way to isolate them on something that is so intensely publicized as this was and is. There's also the reaction that you hear from people across the country that, for instance, Vice President Harris said that though through the family's pain, they're finding purpose, so George's legacy will not just be about his death, but what we must do in his memory. And look, a lot of this, I think, will end up running against the American attention span. And the idea that we are going to follow a federal trial with the same avidity that people followed this trial, the idea that there will be the same urgency and feeling of threat and menace in the air, I certainly hope not. But there's also a surprising story about President Bush coming out yesterday. And he apparently did an interview in which he basically took some issue with the current direction of the Republican Party. Now, you might say, well, of course, he's not very popular among Republicans today. We're talking about President George W. Bush. He said, the story is that former President George W. Bush stepped back into the political fray on Tuesday, yesterday, with a pointed rebuke of the Republican Party, putting aside his usual silence on politics to air his unhappiness with the party's direction. I would describe it as an isolationist, protectionist, and to a certain extent, nativist direction, he told the Today Show. Bush had been careful to keep a relatively low profile in recent years, and he has reemerged to promote a new book of oil paintings and vignettes celebrating the contributions of prominent immigrants, in hopes, he said, of elevating the discourse. I have not seen President Bush's book yet, but I've gotten his previous paintings of veterans of wars in which he was commander-in-chief in Afghanistan and Iraq. And look, say what you will, whether you agree with him or not, he's a gifted painter. He said that Andrew Card, who was his former White House chief of staff, said, I think that President Bush has maintained a lot of discipline not to opine on every little matter. But I think he now recognizes that this is a bruised nation and he wants to help heal it. And an admirable ambition. I do hope he will participate in the conversation. And there's also ongoing conversation about another murder case. No, this is not involving George Floyd and Derek Chauvin. It's involving Biggie Smalls. That's right, the notorious B.I.G., who was murdered in 1997. Big new movie about that with Johnny Depp and Forrest Whitaker. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Johnny Depp and Forrest Whitaker co-star in a true story crime drama about the alleged police corruption surrounding the unsolved 1997 murder of the famous rapper Notorious B.I.G. It's called City of Lies, now playing in theaters and available on various streaming platforms.
The unsolved murder of two young men caught up in the suspects. Who shot Biggie Smalls?
Johnny Depp is terrific as the actual police detective, so obsessed with solving this crime that he continues to pursue it long after he's driven from the LAPD. But Forrest Whitaker's character, a largely fictionalized journalist also drawn into the case, never comes fully into focus, and an inconclusive finale leaves the central mysteries frustratingly unresolved. Plenty of harsh language and brutal, very well-staged action scenes produce an R rating. 2.5 stars for the intriguing and powerfully acted City of Lies. Okay, it is intriguing, it is powerfully acted, but it's very difficult to recommend because you keep waiting for a resolution. And the movie doesn't really resolve, it kind of stops. And there it is, but good supporting cast too. And for people who are, and I don't know why anyone would be, who are nostalgic for Los Angeles in the 1990s, this film tries to call back some of those memories. Not always particularly happy ones. Okay, there is a real confusion here because one of the leading advocates and apostles of against what is called voter suppression, of the whole idea of 2021 being the return of Jim Crow, which of course the Democrats have been pushing that idea in Congress. One of those individuals, Stacey Abrams, says that she actually is in favor of voter ID. Well, maybe she's just being a clever politician because close to 80% of Americans are. But what exactly is her position? We'll try to get to that tomorrow on the Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, senior editor at National Review, who's been covering this Derek Chauvin case, about what it means, what happens now with the trial of the other officers and the potential federal trial for Chauvin, and the other intention by so many activists to put other police officers on trial. Is this something that the Biden administration will support or should support? We will get to that as well. We'll also be talking with the Washington Policy Center about some of the environmental legislation, which is very extreme, just in time for Earth Day and being promoted by the Democratic left. And then there is this. How can we reduce traffic stops without undermining public safety, given the fact that so many of these unfortunate encounters with police officers happen during traffic stops? The solution, says Sarah Seo, is to decrease our reliance on human enforcement. Automated speed cameras and red light cameras, for instance, have proven to be effective in decreasing traffic accidents, injuries, and fatalities, precisely because they're more consistent than human oversight. They also don't selectively or discriminatorily choose to pull over violators based on race. Automating citations for speeding, a major cause of accidents, could significantly reduce police encounters in New York State, for example. Speeding accounts for nearly 20% of all traffic citations, according to recent data. Similar technology could be used to check for expired licenses and registrations, common infractions that disproportionately ensnare the poor and people of color. Instead of having human officers issue citations for this violation, license plate readers could be used to send notices by mail that a license or registration is expired or is about to. At least that sounds like some sensible idea worth considering, it seems to me, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.